Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
When I learned my hobby could be used to reduce my environmental footprint, sewing became my favorite pastime. A few months after I received a sewing machine for my 13th birthday, I wore my first homemade outfit to school. It was an ill-fitting, bright yellow tank top and skirt set, and I was ecstatic to show it off. Despite the outfit's many flaws, I got countless compliments on it. The joy I felt making something wearable with my own hands spurred me to develop my sewing skills even further. Throughout middle school, I sewed a myriad of clothes and accessories. I even briefly sold items to my classmates to make some money. I still see some of the scrunchies I sold in 7th grade on ponytails in the halls of my high school today. I was inspired to find ways to reduce my clothing consumption after learning more about fast fashion's environmental impacts and labor rights issues. I dedicated school projects to researching the collapse of the Rana Plaza factory in Bangladesh and grossly underpaid garment workers in the UK. I also discovered some pretty harrowing statistics about overconsumption and pollution, like how the average American throws away about 81 pounds of clothing per year, according to the California Public Interest Research Group. Nowadays, I'm not sewing entire outfits anymore, but I use the skills I learned to alter old clothes or any secondhand clothing I buy. I love that I can keep things that don't quite fit me and make simple adjustments to make them wearable. Upcycling like this means I'm more resourceful and careful with the clothes I purchase. I'm also more attentive to my personal style. And I'm sure my friends and family appreciate having someone that can tailor their clothes at any time. I feel good knowing that my creative outlet can make the world a slightly better place. With The Perspective, I'm Audrey LaJeunesse.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.